Perek Gimel, page Tes Zayin. The title of the perek is Lehisragesh V'liyais Ish Misragesh. It's not the same thing. And Rebbe's going to explain Lehisragesh, as we've been learning what Hisrakshus means, to have feeling, to have excitement, to be emotional about one's Avodas Hashem. And the liyos ish misragish, and to be a person who's a misragish be'etzim, who's a misragish. So let's see. So now here the Rebbe is actually beginning the kuntrus on of Hashavas Avreichim, teaching us step by step how to become Jews who are misragishim, who feel deeply, and are passionate about our Yiddishkeit, about our Avodah. The problem that the Rebbe addresses here is that it's one thing to have an occasional histrakshus that like drops on you, but how do you become an ish misragesh? How do you become a person who's be'etzem misragesh, especially when a person feels that b'teva he might be a little bit, he might have a colder teva, and he's not be'etzem misragesh. Emma Meata, page Tezayin. Emma Meata, Shleirak Misha Zechel Islahiv Ach Gamisha Misragesh. Okay, so we learned there's a high Madreg of Islavas, but even a person who's a Misragesh, his Sakshusai Rashish his Galus Hanefeshi. The Rebbe has explained, we've learned this throughout his Sfarim, that even the tiniest little Hisrakshus, even the tiniest little flare up of emotion over even something that we learn, even something that's done, even of an Irishkeit, but a little bit of a hisrakshus is already a hisgalus nefesh. It already means that there's something of your soul that's making its way into your life, that you're able to have a little contact with something deeper. It doesn't mean it's necessarily anything holy or spiritual yet, but there's, well, I shouldn't say it's not spiritual. It does have some spiritual content. It's some level of his galus hanefesh. It's the ratios of his galus hanefesh. It's the beginning of his galus hanefesh. So when a person feels excited about something, even if it's something which is done, but it's the ratios of his galus hanefesh. It's the beginning of his galus of one's nefesh, of one's soul. Ratios of his galus hanefesh, he asher leh gam or mimarim hayfiyah. And therefore, since it's the beginning of his galus hanefesh, you know, it could end up to be like a real dumb thing. You just, you know, yell at some dog that got in your way on the street or something. It could be a dumb thing. But at that beginning stage, the fact that there's his galus hanefesh, it means that there is some light from above that's being revealed. There is some light that's shining, that's appearing in your life. The rikshei einig and when this is something which is holy, meaning when a person feels a hisrakshus kaidish, a holy excitement, that a person feels by davening. In this week's Derech HaMelech, in Parshas Mishpatim, the Rebbe has a very, very, very difficult sefer called Derech HaMelech. We're going to get to that. After this sefer, we're going to get to Derech HaMelech. That's going to take us a long time. I mean, it's a big sefer, and each mimer is really very, very difficult. But the mimer at Parshas Mishpatim is about tefillah. It's about after tefillah. And it's a nasev nishma. If you have Derech HaMelech in a couple of hours tonight or tomorrow, it'll make a big difference. It's maridik. About the hisrakshus with davening. The rikshei einigim hisrakshus kodesh shayagi sheish betfiloso. The holy einig, the pleasure, the hisrakshus that a person has, that he can feel, that he feels by davening. Avodoso v'tiroso, by his avodas Hashem and by his Torah, by learning. Havrokas nitzaitz ha'einig. This feeling that a Jew has, of excitement by davening or by learning, by mitzvah. This is a spark of that einig, of that delight, and flames of holiness that are arriving in his life right now from his chelik in Gan Eden. Now everybody knows that Olam Haba, we've spoken about this a million times. Olam Haba is not just something, you know, that's going to be. Olam Haba means every person has right now a chelik above, the shorish of who he is. That's right now. It's when a person leaves the body, what happens then? Okay, then there's some sort of a unification and a unity that takes place between what was and what is and so on. But even now, if a person experiences some excitement, some pleasure and some delight by davening, by learning, he's drawing into his life, he's experiencing a taste of a spark of that Gan Eden, of the Shoresh of his neshama in Gan Eden. Asher Yargish, and that's only, so there are two things. What the Rebbe explains is, for Kaidem Kol, you're drawing from that mamish now. In addition to that, you're having a preview, a taste of what? Of a certain type of a hergish, a drop, a taste of a hergish, asher yargish ach arichus yom v'shnoisov b'olam ha-netzach shalom. Since that's the chelik of your Gan Eden, every person has a different chelik. When a person experiences a little bit of a Gan Eden in his Avodas Hashem here in this world, a little bit of a Gan Eden in your davening, a person looks forward to davening, they're excited about davening, a little bit of a Gan Eden in your learning, when a person experiences a little bit of a Gan Eden here, big tzaddikim have a lot of Gan Eden, but everybody could experience a little bit of a Gan Eden in the Kima HaMitzvah, you're doing a chesed, that's a taste of what he's going to be feeling after 120. He's drawing now from something that's there. That world is not defined by hours, by time, the way that we understand it. And he's drawing now from something that he's going to be experiencing, loss of love, after 120. In his singing, you feel a little bit, even now, of what's going to be in the future, after you leave the world. When Hashem is Baruch is Mishtasheya, he delights in Gan Eden with the Tzaddikim and with you. And the Kedoshia Chassidus, the Tzaddikim, saw this hinted. Divya HaGemara, the Gemara brings the Pasuk, Olamcha Tireh B'chayecha. You can see your world in your life. While you're still alive, it's possible to see your Olam Haba. While you're still alive, it's possible to have a glimpse, to have a glimpse of what's going to be. Eilamcha tira b'yamecha. Sheramza ha-gemara l'ha'ish, she'es eilamcha, the Gemara saw in this a hint to the person. She'es eilamcha, eilam ha'asa shalcha, that your world, the world that is waiting for you, tuchal lirais b'chayecha, that it's possible for you to experience on some level even during your life. The Yisrakshus, the excitement, the einig that a person feels in his Avodas Hashem in this world, ha'aras olamcha shel olam ha'elyon hi. You should know it's not stam, some sort of a stam feeling. It's a little bit of an experience of your world, of Olamcha Tira B'chayecha. It's a little bit of experience of something not from this world, from beyond this world, from the Sharish of your Neshama, of what you're going to be mamish swimming in after this life. That's why, and we're going to see a little bit more about this afterwards, that's why we learned, I mentioned a few weeks ago, that it says in the Slonimus Svarim, that if a person, even somebody who davened and learned in this world, but it was without any instructions, without any chiyas, so he was a good person. He didn't do averus, he did mitzvah, so they give him a nice olam haba. But even in olam haba, it says the Sfarim HaTzaddikim said that even in olam haba, he's going to sit like a shtickholz, like a piece of wood. In other words, the person who sits here during a shalashudis, during a Mlava Malka, during a davening, whatever it is, and feels like a piece of wood, God forbid, and feels a total coldness, it's a simen chalila, things can change, but it's a simen that even in the Olam Ha'emes, he'll be everything good, but he's not going to feel excitement about it. It's a pachad. It says that in the Svarim, and that what it says in the Svarim is rooted in what we're learning, we're going to be seeing here from the Zohar Kaddish. That a person must in this life open his heart up, Tavaris Hashem, and must open up the channels of his rakshas. And then in the Olam Ha'emes, that person, having trained himself in this world to be an Ish Misragesh, in that world will be able to delight in the Eden of Gan Eden, which we don't normally think that way. We think that over here I feel nothing, it's bad, and over there it'll be gewaldig. So it's a lot of things that are not like we think. That's one of them. Oid b'zoya chodesh, Pashas Bahar, Isa, Mzel l'shana kardesh, Omer b'shimen, d'mzani d'aylam habo, lav iyu b'hai alma, eletzim tzuma z'ira d'chela d'ilay, yishtakev m'sikud ha'raisa, Akan l'shana kardesh, there you see the Hebrew translation in the brackets, Mozoin shal aylam habo, the food of aylam habo. The food of Olam Haba, how can there be food in Olam Haba, it says? I mean, even this is, there, the achil of Olam Haba is an enemy of Hashchina. There's no achil, there's no shi, there's no eating, there's no drinking. So the Zoya says that Mazon shel Olam Haba, the food of Olam Haba, lo nimtza b'Olam Hazeh ela ma'at mizeh. If you want to get a little bit of a taste of the food that we're going to be eating in Olam Haba, then the way that you can get a taste of that in this world, you can't get it in any of the places on the avenue, even the best places, you can't get it. Where could you get that? Mosn shel olam haba l'nimtza b'olam hazeh ela ma'at mizeh. You could get a little bit ma'at mizeh. The koychai. This ma'at mizeh shel mazon olam haba hazeh shel shel mazon olam haba hazeh shel olam hazeh. Where can you taste a little bit of this food that's going to be in the future in olam haba after 120? Where can you taste it in this world? Nimsa, the Zoya says, b'mesikas hatayr. One can taste it in the sweetness of tayr. I told you about the tzaddik who's on Yontiv. I don't remember which Yontiv was. So you know that Yontiv is chatzi l'Hashem and chatzi l'chen, right? Yontiv we divide soon. Yontiv we divide chatzi l'Hashem, the first half of the day is with davening and everything, and chatzi l'chen, then you have eating and so on. So this tzaddik was davening till like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Yontiv. And after he finished, he said, no, all right, that's the chatzi lachem. Now comes the chatzi lachem. Now I have to eat and rest. The davening, he said, it's the davening, that's the chatzi lachem. That's the mesikas, that's the sweetness, that's the geshmak. That's my chatzi, right? Most people, by the davening, they say, what can I do? I have to daven. So they say, here, Rabbi Shalom, here's my offering to you. This is the chatzi lachem. Let's see if we can finish this up as soon as possible and get to the chatzi lachem, which is lunch, right? But by this tzaddik was just there. He was davening, come out the whole day. And I remember as a kid, I've mentioned this in the past, I remember that, so we used to go Shana Rabbah to Satmar, and he would go until like a half hour before Shmini Atzeres, the davening. It was all day long. And I remember the whole time thinking, I'd rather die than be in this group. I'd rather go. I don't know. I look, I'm looking around, and everybody's just diving, you're learning. By young people, I already saw it wasn't so geschmack. You know what I'm saying? By the young people. But by the older Jews, It was like they're in another, mamish, in another world. And it's 4 o'clock, 4:30, you know, 5 o'clock, davening in the afternoon. It's, you know, that they had to run home and just quickly and to get ready for Fishmini Atzeres for Yontif. That to just run, they would go to mikvah and go and come back. And it was Alam Chatir b'chayecha, mamish. That was the lachem. And so the tzaddik said, no, okay, a person has to eat. Like Hillel Azakin said, that you have to be going to chesed to the goof, you have to be nice, you have to be kind to the body. The body helps us out, so you have to be kind. So you give, so you give it a little bit of gas, right? You give it something to eat. So the mesikus of Torah in this world, a taste of that food, the mesikus of Torah, the stories that we have of tzaddikim, of gedolei hadoros, And their love of Torah, the infinite love of Torah. Everybody knows that the Rogatchover during Shiva, during his wife Shiva, I heard this from somebody who was there, that during the wife Shiva, the whole time he was learning. So somebody would ask him, somebody would go like, has the rough feeling. So then he would go into a half hour, Ayin Sham, this Gemara, that Gemara, bad, Sheila Shalom by novel. But he was always learning. The whole thing was learning. It was all Gemaras and Rashis and Taisus and the Rogatchover. So somebody finally said, my high, you know, it's also to learn during Avelis. You're not allowed to learn like that. You know, someone had the nerve to ask him. So the Rogatchover said, oh, I can't, I'm an honest. He said, I can't, you're right. I don't know what to do. I can't control it. Whatever that means, we can't say things like that, right? We don't understand it. But he says I'm an honest. You can't tell me not to learn. So when somebody would ask something, so he could not make those connections with different gemaras. So he's an honest. The mesikus satire. Somebody just told me the other day that one of the great. And one of the last of the Rosh Yeshivas from that earlier tkufa is Reb Shmuel Berenbaum. So goes on Zion from the Mir Yeshiva. From the Gedolei Hador. So somebody told me that there was a Hatzalah call. A fellow Hatzalah said that there was a Hatzalah call by Reb Shmuel last week or 2 weeks ago that his wife wasn't well, and Reb Shmuel took care of the Hatzalah call. Reb Shmuel called up Hatzalah, and they came there. And once the Hatzalah guys were there, so Reb Shmuel went back to the Gemara, and it was an emergency. And because then he saw that they were taking care of her, so he sat down. Can you imagine to have that kind of yeshiva das? We can't understand such a thing. We can't understand. We're not masik then. And a person from the outside would say, "Hi, that's not how you do it. He doesn't care." And they would already, you know, he would have his name in the Jewish press, and they'd already the Aguna squad would be calling, you know. So if Shmuel the Mesikas Atayra. To understand what that means, v'chlal. Olam chatir b'chayecha. Beis Aharon, Parshas Shlach. In the Beis Aharon Kalin, in Parshas Shlach, b'dibah maschel, Omar Orzer will atzadik, he said, it says over there in Parshas Shlach, ki agam shaha olam hazeh, Reb Aharon Kalin, that's not the Reb Aharon HaGadol, that's not the first Reb Aharon, that's the second Reb Aharon Kalin, Beis Aharon. So the tzaddik says over there, Ki agam sheha'olam hazeh v'ha'olam haba hem shnei hafachim mamish. Even though this world and the next world are mamish, two opposites. That's why it's an olam hafach. It's two opposites. Me'akotze el akotze, from one extreme to the other extreme. In kol zeh hem kshurim zeh b'zeh. Nevertheless, they are bound together. They are tied together. Only Hashem can do that, right? Things that are opposites. So this world and the next world, Rabbi Aharon Kalina says, are opposites, yet they are bound together. Uchda amri inshi, mishi yesh la ilam hazeh, yesh la ilam haba. As people say, somebody who has this world has the next world. Eina kavana. So Rabbi Aharon Kalina says that expression, that a person who has ilam hazeh has ilam haba, eina kavana mishi yesh la ilam hazeh, kagoyin achilu shesir. What does that mean? Somebody has ilam hazeh. You could interview any maneuver in the street and says, oh, I have a big ilam hazeh. So what does it mean? Somebody who has this world has the next world? What does that mean? So the tzaddik explains. It doesn't mean that doesn't mean someone who has all kinds of tibes in this world that he has an olam haba. It means a person who in this world, in olam hazeh, already experiences in his davening such a hisrachus, in his learning, in his kima mitzvahs, that he already that in this world he already mishiyesh to olam hazeh. Olam haba means who has in the olam hazeh and the olam haba. In this world, olam chatir b'cheyacha. Then the olam hazeh, a person can already experience a taste of olam haba. That's what it means. Shetoyim b'hamitzvahs tam olam haba. That is able to taste in the mitzvahs a tam of olam haba. V'hainu ayidei b'kinis ha'agonus. Through that hidden light that's revealed in Olam Haba. And he has a taste of that even in this world. That's why we know that the Svar Makadeshim tells there are certain times, in particular where there's a Hisgalus of their Hagonas, for instance, by Hanukkah candles and so on. The Baron Kalina says, this is a pachad. Whoever does not taste any of that in this world, not any of that in this world, if you don't have any of the foods of Olam Haba in this world, if you don't taste any of the mesikas, the sweetness of Torah, the excitement of learning, and the mesikas of tefillah, and so on, it's impossible for you to taste it in Olam Haba. Olam Haba is only revealing in full force what was in Olam Hazeh, what your Avodah was in Olam Hazeh. It brings out, it darkens all of the colors, it brings out and highlights and gives a geschmack to all that you began working on, that you were working on in this world. But anything that was left desolate and bland and empty, he says, remains that way. So we see from the Zohar HaKadosh and from one of the tzaddikim, which this says in all the Svar, that we must work on having a time, at least something, to develop a taste in this world for Olam Haba. In Kol Zeh Ha'ish B'Shosh Mespalel Va'Oved. After having said this, the Rebbe says, a Jew who sees that b'shalashim is spalav over that when he's davening and when he's doing mitzvahs, ve'ain't filosof avados oilos b'lahavis kodesh. He sees that his davening and his mitzvahs, his avoda, are not fiery. They're not going up b'lahavis kodesh with holy flames. V'reitzel is oira, and he wants to be misoira. Shal kol panim yisragesh. A person wants, so other Abba, we want to have Yisrachus. Shall call upon Yisragish, v'lo yispalu b'kriris, for Yivashis, rakim chiyis. A person, at least, he's come to this point in his life where he's decided that he does not want to daven this way, with coldness, and with dryness, rakim chiyis. He wants to daven with chiyis. V'lo yoyalalai. But it's not going. The Rebbe gives a very important eitzah, and he's going to talk about this a lot later on. Don't be in action. Don't be stubborn and try to force yourself during that davening to have Yisairis. Don't be misakesh. That's not how you do it. Don't be stubborn. Don't try to force yourself to have Yisrachus. I remember when I was a kid, I was already in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, so when I was in Eretz Yisrael, we went to the Kaisel. And I was standing by the wall, and I looked around, and I saw like people crying, and I didn't feel anything. Nothing. And I remember I was trying to think of like horrible things from the Holocaust to get myself going. Because I felt like I was at, you know, what's wrong with me? How could I be? Everybody's so excited about their davening. Everybody's so excited to be by the Kaisel. And I just felt like this is a big wall, and, you know, I don't know, I didn't feel anything. And I remember trying to think something to get me going, to cry. But it wasn't anything that had nothing to do with Hashem. I was just thinking about, like, you know, stuff, bad things from the war, you know, try to get upset about something. One should not be misakesh. And he explains, he says, Kiderech ha'ish v'tivayuk shekasher misakesh beze inyin. He says, it's the nature of a person that when he tries to be misakesh, when he's stubborn to force something, when he pushes something and forces it, L'moshel, for instance, he says, L'rachek machshova le'tayva. This is something that we were taught when we were growing up, like, you know, how you have to fight against it. If you have a bad machshova that comes to you by davening, the ikar is to fight against it. And then later when I got older, I saw that all the Svarim HaKadoshim said that that's the worst thing you could do, is to try to fight against it. So he says, L'moshel, L'rachek machshova le'tayva. To drive away a bad thought, or machshava tayva lekarev, or to try to be makarev a good thought. Yesha oidel la hahepech. Sometimes it can work, but generally it has the opposite effect. That the more you think about how you don't want to think about something, the more you're thinking about it. And then he says, "What davke rei defosay say machshava hara." Like I mentioned many times in shul. With the way that what Rabbi Nachman said in a deriding way about how it says in some of the Sfarim that you have to break your bad midah. He didn't like that lashon. He said, I don't know, by me, I understand if you break a bad midah, then you have two bad midahs. That's what he said. If you break yourself, then there are two bad things. So he says, to break a machshava. By the way, the word tzaddikim that had such kaiches, and that's what's scary, because when you read in the Sefer, when the tzaddik spoke about that, he was able to do that. The problem is, when a regular person, that's why I mentioned also many times in shul, that when we were younger, we used to have those long, you know, used to get those vidui booklets, with the extra, you know, if the vidui, there wasn't enough vidui for you in the machzer, and Yom Kippur, so you're able to get a supplement. They still sell these booklets, and they make kids crazy, the ones that take it seriously. So a person stands there and starts to say vidui. So I remember I was talking to a friend of mine, I mentioned this to you once, I was talking to a friend of mine about that, he said, hey, you know, there's some stuff I never even thought about those things. It's pretty interesting. Some of those are various. I never even thought of them. They're pretty wild, you know, in the viduyim. And to see like a 14-year-old bocha standing over there with extra pages. He's finished with the marks. That's not interesting because the marks, everybody uses the marks. So he has an extra booklet and he starts with the frumkeit with the long lists of more viduyim. It's a brach in the. To break children and to destroy neshamas. That's what this is. If it worked for people, it works for big Oiv Hashem, the big Oiv Hashem. But for regular people, these things, generally, I mean, there are rare, but generally it's a marashchai. It just gets a person, closes up, and the person gets deep into that inyan. He doesn't know how to get out of it, and he starts to feel lost in the inyan. It's just the tev of a person is that when you try, it's like quicksand. When you try to get out of it, I don't know if quicksand, I don't even know if that exists, but it was always in all the television shows when we were kids. Everybody always ended up in it somehow. But the way that I understood was that the more you try to get out, the deeper you sink in, right? That's how it is with bad machshavas. A person has a bad machshava, he starts to think, well, this is a terrible machshava, it's a terrible machshava, I have to think about how to get out of this machshava. So this is why I'm saying that when he's thinking about how to get out of that machshava, he's thinking about that machshava. The ikar is what? Mamre stands for Machshava Ra, Machshava Acheres. When you have a bad thought, go weiter. Matitza Galai, Dabrel Bnei Yisrael, V'Yisov. Go. You don't sit around and think about it. Like the Chofetz Chaim says that if it's a war and you sit around, you got a little bit of a nick from a bullet and you sit around, you right away sit on the floor and you take out your kit and you start doing it, then they'll blow you up in 10 seconds. The enemy's right behind you. This guy gets a little bit of a nick and he says, oh, excuse me. The whole army moves ahead and he sits down, he takes out his first aid and he starts to work on things. He's finished. Because the ick is that a person, I mentioned the ick, the Chofetz Chaim said another muscle. He says that, the Chofetz Chaim said that you have a guy that's in the store. He's in the store, he's a businessman, and somebody comes in there and he grabs from the counter a dollar bill. And the store owner goes running after this guy, the dollar bill. Of course, the ganav had a partner. When the store owner leaves the store, the ganav goes in, he empties out the whole cash register. So Chofetz Chaim said this keseder. He said that when a person has a machshava, a person has a bad thought, a person has a... something that's not good going on. He says, the ikke that the satnatis, that the Yetzirah wants to do, is that you should run out of the shop and chase after that one thing, and to go meshuggah after that one thought, because then when you're out of the store, then the eighth, then the partner, the Yetzirah, and all those little malachim, then they come in for the real attack to empty you out completely. Now what does that mean? So Chavetz Chaim is saying that when a person has a bad thought, or a person is upset about something, or chalila, something wrong, so then the Yetzirah wants a person to concentrate on that. And if you concentrate on that, then you begin to become sad, you become depressed, you become worked up and angry, and whatever it might be. And as a result of that, then you'll have the real big nefila. The nefila is not to have one bad thought. That's not the nefila. And the ik and nefila is that when you run out of this thought to chase after that one thought, so then the big Yetzirah comes in and takes everything. What's everything? And when a person is depressed, when a person feels no chias, no gishmak in his learning and his davening, so then he could do all the averis, God forbid, in the world. So the Yetzirah will have you focus on that one aveira, on that one machshava, and have you go crazy over that one thing. That's not even its tachlis. That one machshava was only a tactic. That was only a strategy to get you to a point where you're going to be so obsessed and guilt-ridden and worked up over that one inyan that you'll lose your chias in your davening and your learning and your avodas Hashem. You lose your chias in your learning because you keep on thinking, what kind of person am I that I can do that? How could I even daven? How could I learn? What's wrong with me? And you keep on thinking about that. And then will come the second wave comes, and that's it. And you're finished. And then that knocks you out completely. So the ikar is, he says, Yesh Eidullah HaHepach, Davkir Eidefusay Samach Shavara. When you try to get out of that machshava ra, it's very defus, it chases after you more. And if there's a machshava taiva, there's something good that you want to think about. And if you try too hard to think about, we see that the teva is what? He says, machshava taiva shereitz lechesba, kashal lechesba, zman rav, yosevim, is balbalas. The more you try to have that good thought, the more it eludes you and the more confusing it becomes. Ubefrat, Kshemisakesh, Bishast, Philosopher of Ados, next page. Lisaira, and especially if during davening you're misakesh, you're stubborn, and you try what? To be misaira. You're forcing yourself, you're trying to force yourself to be misaira. Lislahev, Ulisragesh, Alpirav, Davke Libay Mistamtaim, Alpirav, when you try to do that, Alpirav, Davka, your heart becomes dull. Atchilufamim, yishtoimim alatzmai, to the point that you're shocked and you're bewildered, and you say, "Lomazek kaidem tefilasi v'avadasi kvahir gashti." How could it be? Before I started actually davening, I did feel what kinitzaitzis ayiris. I felt inside of me some sparks of his ayiris. And I imagined, I assumed that, right, since I felt a little bit of something before davening, I assumed that during davening there would be a fire mamish. It says lahaveish kodesh would be during the davening. V'atakshin is karavti latfilu. And now that I'm actually davening, I'm doing this mitzvah. Kilo akol bi kova. It's like everything's extinguished, gone. I thought it was going to be gewaldic, and it's all gone. Ein eish v'lo lahava. There's no fire, there's no flames. Af halev kilo ein chasun. Forget about a fire. It's like there's no heart at all. It's like you don't have a heart. There's nothing. Aval al tefached bocher shayif al Hashem. He says, you bocher who's shayif al shayif, who has a longing for Hashem, don't be afraid of these things. Vata avreich, young man, Hamishtoikek El Kedushosi Yisbaruch, who is yearning for the holiness of Hashem, Mizealti Bohel. Don't be nervous, don't be afraid. Kachu Teva Ha'ish. That's the nature of a person. Im Layasa HaKol B'Sachbulas Shonis, unless you use different strategies, which we're going to learn about. How to use, what kind of Tachbulas. That's what the whole Sefer is about. Unless you use different Tachbulas, don't be Misakish. Just let it go. Just finish up davening, say the words, and wrap up your talis and tefillin, and that's it. Don't get meshuggah. Don't be worried about it. And don't think about it. This is the teva. We have to think of different tachbulas. And especially not b'shas tefillah to be misakesh. That's not the way to do it. Avoida apshuta. The simple avoida, shelish b'shosh, ayvdes Hashem, The beginning of Avodas Hashem is that when a person is in the, is when there's an avoda that a person is doing, it has to be machshava pshuta, with a simple thought. Shiachshav eved Hashem ani. This is a simple thought. Every one of us can have this thought. Eved Hashem ani. I'm an eved Hashem. Va'tayre tefila mitzvah shani eved b'enes Hashem chelkei elokis hein. And every single letter of davening, of learning, every single second of a mitzvah that I'm doing, that I'm eved b'enes Hashem, is a piece of elokus of godliness. Every single second. Is a chelke, every word of davening, learning, every second of a mitzvah, chelke elokus. Portions of godliness, mamish. You see, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, there are many, many Perushim on the Siddur, beginning with an English translation, which even though there were English translations years ago, I mean, 40, 50 years ago, but the English translations were mostly, you know, mostly they were useless, and the English was worse than the, you know, was harder to figure out than the Hebrew, and everybody was embarrassed to have an English siddur. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, so everybody has, people have English siddur, and not only that, you can have beautiful perushim, you can get all kinds of perushim on the siddur. They're beautiful, beautiful things. And a person thinks that that's called avodas tefillah. We spoke about this many times. A person thinks that when he stands with the siddur and he is understanding the davening, that that's called avodas tefillah. It's very important that a person knows what he's saying, for sure. But that's not called avodas tefillah. Or to have some beautiful, beautiful pshetlum, what it means, baruch sha'om avahai ha'olam, that's not called davening. The ikar machshava, as Rabbi Chaim Brisker says, which is the machshava, which is li'ikuvah, as the Rabbi Chaim says, nuchas tefillah, is that a person's oymed lefnei Hashem, that a person's standing in the presence of the Rabbeinu Shlom. That a person is an Eved Hashem. Now, even when you're learning Torah, obviously learning Torah is something which demands tremendous intellectual concentration. A person has to think deeply when he's learning. But a person has to remember, and that's why the tzaddikim taught us that from time to time during the learning, one should stop for a minute, for a few seconds, and to remember this. That the tachlis of learning Torah is not just because of something interesting and intellectual. It's the greatest way of a person being mizdabik b'Hashem. It's that my mind is being attached, kivyochel to Hashem's mind. And the tachlis of the Torah is dveikus b'Hashem. Of course, in this inyan, there's a big machlokes between the misnagdim and the chassidim. But you'll see that the pizesna holds like the chassidim. He says that a person is loy besechav ayna shebeter b'levad ani mizdabik b'yisbarach kevin shudas alukim ritzani yisbarach. A person has to remember mizdabik b'Hashem. The tachlis of this is dveikus b'Hashem, and that these words that I'm learning and this thing that I'm learning is das alukim. This is the Baruch Shalom. These are his thoughts, and this is his will. As we learn from Chavos Talmidim, rak. Gam asiyas hamitzvahs bepoil. A person should think about that, and not only that, but also gam asiyas hamitzvahs bepoil, the actual physical performance of the mitzvahs, v'gam atevis v'aisiyas hatayru tefillah, and the words and the letters of the learning and the davening, shemas sfirus malachi kodesh mekdushi loyehem. Even though we don't know what this stuff means, but we believe that every single word of the davening and every single word of the learning has the names of Hashem and is connected to the highest spheres and to all kinds of malachim. All this stuff is going on. Mikedusha Elohim, from the highest level of Kedusha. Ubishazu Shani Aimram, and a person should think that when I say these words, and this works even if you don't have the translation of the Siddur in front of you. Even if you don't know what the words mean, you can't translate them. But a person has this thought. B'shah zushani aymram Hashem umr revise kart kedaisha bekir bi ayvim, that the Baruch Shalom and all of his malachim are passing through me, are in me when I'm saying these words. That Hashem is baruch and the umr revise kedaisha, and some of his malachim, whatever, are connected to me, are in me. Bekir bi ayvim. V'alaylis kashilis dabeg begedushi lo azu, and I have to attach myself to this great holiness. Hanasis l'mamoshes v'nimshuch abi, that's real and is found in me. Ukshiyamin v'yikavin zayis b'amunah pshuta, when a person believes in this and he thinks about this b'amunah pshuta with simple amunah. U'machshava chazoka, and he concentrates on this strongly. Machshava chazoka. As gam mizeh yikabel chiyas, this itself will give you chiyas, will give you life. U'b'seifah HaKadosh HaNizkeh L'El, and in the base Aaron that we were learning before, l'shabbos shuv v'isa, ma she'ish Yisrael oise tzorech lahargish b'zeh chiyas v'tam l'zman meruba. He says, what a Jew does, tzorech lahargish b'zeh chiyas v'tam l'zman meruba, he has to feel a chiyas, it should give him a chiyas and a tam for a long time. He says, and the Beis Aaron says, and when I'm saying that your Yiddishkeit should give you a chiyas, your davening, your learning in your midst should give you a chiyas for a long time, I'm not just talking about a person who's a big person who could think of all kinds of deep things and Kabbalah and spheres. I'm not talking just about a person like that. I'm talking about afil hurakis shor la'ol v'chamor la'masa, people, regular people. That what? That they take upon themselves to daven and to learn and to do mitzvahs like an animal that takes upon itself the burden of its responsibilities. Gam zois ye'erav lai. The Beis Aaron says, even such a Jew whose learning and davening is kishor la'ol, the chamor la'masa, like an ox and like a donkey that's just taking upon itself and schlepping and trying, even such a person can experience such a sweetness. Gam zois ye'erav lai b'meshes zoicha la'aseis v'tzoyin kainai. If a person thinks about this, that I'm zoicha to do the will of my Creator, kishar la'ol v'kachamer la'masa, like an ox, without understanding, without knowing anything, just because I'm an Eved Hashem, and He wants me to do this. And kishar la'ol v'chachamer la'masa, I take this upon myself. I don't know, the same way that the behemoth is schlepping something, and if you stop the behemoth, you say, do you know what you're schlepping? He says, I have no idea. If the behemoth could talk, the behemoth says, I have no idea. You say to the behemoth, you're carrying the most sophisticated, on your back, you tell the donkey, you're carrying the most sophisticated computer in the world. The donkey says, I don't even know what that means. I don't know what you're talking about. I just know that this is what I have to do. I have to take this thing that's on my back, and I have to take it up that mountain to that place. So, and a person, even a person, he says, the Beis Aaron says, that even a person who's avaydus Hashem is with such pastors that his kavana, his thought is simply, what is chus I have to be able to be a schlepper for the Baruch Shalom? That I'm able to do the Ratzon of Hashem kishor la'ol v'kechamer l'masa, not like most of us do, especially when it comes time you have a Yetzer for an Aveira. You start to psychoanalyze yourself. Am I really holding by this Madrega not to do such an Aveira? And you start to go through like a hole. You start to review in your mind, you know, what chapter was your chapter in Mesil Zashar? Where are you in the Chayvus Halavavus? And you come to the convenient conclusion that says, I don't think I got up to that yet. I'm not up to that. I'm not holding by this madrega. When it comes to a mitzvah, when it comes to an avoid, when it comes to a learning, I know, I'm not. And you start to psychoanalyze yourself, and you get into all these machshavas and figure things out. So then you have no sweetness in your avodah Hashem. That's just happening to so many of the guys in the yeshiva. That just, you see that you could talk to somebody that's 16 years old, and he tells you he's burnt out. How could it be that a 16, 17-year-old person could be a kid? How does he get burnt out so fast? The flame hasn't been going that long. How does he get burnt out? So oftentimes it comes from the effort that he's been making, and he's hearing from different places, and he saw a different svarim that they gave him, or shmuz that he's hearing. all these madregas, and he doesn't have these. He doesn't see this in him. And the ikka, especially when you're a young person, is kishar la olva kechama la masa. Kishar la olva kechama la masa. If you're trying out for a football team, right? I think now it's Super Bowl coming up, because I saw in the Jewish paper that already they have the specials in doggies for the Super Bowl. So I know that that everybody could have their Glaukos Shalom Mahadrin meal. I don't even know who's playing in it, but I know there's a Super Bowl. So a person, can you imagine that you're preparing for you're coming to a team, you're trying out for the team, and the coach has he has a playbook like 500 pages. and in the playbook, you know, you ever look at these things? I remember once for 3 weeks I was playing for a football team in the Yeshiva League. We had a tackle football team. I really just wanted to get the stuff and look good, like with the shoulder pads. That's really I dragged my mother to Alexander's and Forest Hills and forced her to buy me all this stuff. She had no idea what this was about. She says, why do you need to protect yourself this way? I said, no one's going to hurt me. It's just, it looks good. She didn't understand. And we had three weeks. I played for 3 weeks. And I just got batted, right? And I remember there, we had this guy, and he was drawing like on the blackboard. We had this meeting. He was drawing on the blackboard. And like all these different things, like this, you know, plays. And I was thinking, what, I have to come to on a Sunday to get, I have to get hocked with this stuff, you know, the blackboards, it's bad enough I see blackboard the whole week, I got to come. I thought, I'm just throwing a ball around, and I have to come here with this. Can you imagine if a person, let's say it's the biggest play of the game, right, it's the biggest play of the game, and they're having a huddle, and he says, whatever, you know, X1, Y2, Achveis, divided by 3, I don't know, whatever it is, all these lashonos they use. So the guy says, the guy's there in the huddle, and there's like, you know, you have 5 seconds to huddle, and the guy says, could you explain that to me? I don't understand how that works. Like, why should that be successful? So the coach, whoever is the quarterback, whoever is the Valdover over there, would, hey, out of your mind, just be quiet. He wouldn't say it in a nice way like that, and just do what you do what you have to. I'll explain it to you some other time. You just make sure that you're there when they, you know, we, especially guy, you have to block for this. So he said, no, you know, explain to me. I'd like to understand. What's the oimik of this, and how does it work with Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Chayit, Yisod, Malchus? Because each one of the players, this guy is Chesed, this guy's Gvurah, this guy's Netzach, Chayit, Yisod. I want to know how this works out, like with the configuration of the spheres where I move, and to the right is Chesed, he moves to the left is Gvurah, and this guy goes through. How does that? Tiferes has to go through to the you understand? You're never going to get anywhere. The second you get the ball, you're on the floor, and there, you know, 10 goons piled on you or something. The second you get the ball. The ikka, especially as a young person, the ikka is rakishar la ol v'kecham l'masa, and a gevaldige schus. That's not a depressing thought. That's the most invigorating, energizing thought in the world. Kishar la ol v'kecham l'masa, the eved Hashem anaychi, anna avdu dekut shebrichu. That's an eved Hashem. I'm not listening to some coach or some quarterback. I'm listening to the Baruch Kalalam. And he told me this is the play, and you do it. And you mekabel that. And you think, what a gevaldige schus I have to do that. With every single machshavet diba maise is that the Baruch Kalalam with his malachim are connecting to me and passing through me. Every single ice, every single letter, every single word, every single machshavet is filled with malachim, is filled with the or ein sof, with the infinite light of the Baruch Shalom. And that could bring a sweetness into the avodah even of a simple person. When a person feels some pleasure in this, some delight in this, these are the words of Rabbi Aaron Kalina. So he says, you must understand. You might think that there's some sort of a stira, contradiction in the teachings of the tzaddikim. You might have had some difficulty with this. What? Ech shahar b'masiyim sifrei HaKadosh shekol ha'avodah Torah tefillah mitzvos tihyena rak b'chiyus. You look in all of the Svarim HaKadoshim, it says that you're davening, you're learning, your mitzvos have to be with gevaldig chiyus, with excitement and with chiyus. Hisrakshus v'slavus. Canal that we were learning in the first part of the parak, and that's your chelik in Gan Eden, and that you have to have his srakshus mechias, because otherwise you come to Olam Haba and there's nothing doing. That's what it says in the Svarim. V'yeshnam gam karmis b'svarim kedoshim. On the other hand, you see all over the Svarim kedoshim, shayim shleiyavet ish kedoshiyase yislavus. All over the Svarim it says, when you're davening, when you're learning, you're doing mitzvahs, don't learn for the purpose of what? Of having yislavus. Don't seek his slavas. Lo yavad ish kedesha yasig his slavas. The Yavad Hashem is not al menas, should not be for the purpose of what? Of achieving his slavas. Makavadat shuta yavad. Like we just saw from the Beis Aram. The Yavad should be bepashtis, kesher la'olva, kechama la'masa. Ubisvar makadoshim anal l'shvuz isa, v'zel l'shaydim hakadosh. Ubetfila, and the Beis Aaron himself says, Ubetfila lo yavakish yislavus. In davening, when you set out to daven, don't make it a goal of your davening to have yislavus. Lo yavakish yislavus. Ragir lahachnis is atzma b'diburim ba'avdus. Put yourself into the words. Don't think about results. Don't think about what's going to be. Don't think about having Islavas. Just enter, like it says, like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the famous teaching, where the Baal Shem Tov told Noach to come in with his whole family, El HaTeva, into the Teva, right? And Teva, the Baal Shem Tov said, means the boat. The Teva of Noach means, Teva means also what? Word. Enter into the words. Enter into the words of davening. Enter into them. Put yourself in the words. And just how? With an avdus. With understanding them, sure. And entering into the letters, as we're learning, but in pashtus. Ragir lahachnis as atzmai b'hadiburim u'ba'avdus. When you're doing a mitzvah, you don't think of what will the results of this mitzvah be. Will it bring me closer to Hashem? Will it cause me to have a feeling of Islavus? No. You don't think about that. Rak yachnis atzmai. You immerse yourself in the mitzvah. In the avdus of the mitzvah. By Hislavas, Tova Mimela. The Hislavas, that's not your business. The Hislavas will come on its own. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. That's not your business. Ad Kan Lashon HaKadosh. That's what it says. Vizewa Inyan. This is the Inyan. Hay Hislavas, Hi Ikar Hi Karm. Of course, all the Tzaddikim hold that Hislavas and Chiyas, excitement and Chiyas is the Ikar. Is so unbelievably important. Of course, all the Svarim hold that that's important. But what they're saying is, that's not what you think about. Am I experiencing Islavus now? That's not what you think about. How to have it, or whether it is, or how to have it. And you're not starving b'chalal to look for that. Rak yavad bepshitas, your job is bepshitas. Simple. And on its own there'll be Islavas. Now again, we have to learn much more about what does it mean pshitas. Pshitas is not simple. But what we're learning is kishol la'ol v'kecham la'masa is the beginning. The beginning is what the Rebbe said in the last page. Ever Hashem ani, and the Torah Tefila, every single letter is a lokus. And the Rebbeinu Shalom Kivyachol and his Malachim are mamish tied into every letter and word that I'm saying inside of me. Those are machshavas pshutas that everyone can have. Vine al rum kavanas kachem enon megiim. He says, look, we're not on a level. We can't reach these high madrigas that the Svarim HaKadoshim are talking about. We don't even understand what this is about. But as far as us and our matzav, this is what I told you. In davening, don't look for hislavus. Because very often, the way it is that when you're stubborn and you want something, you don't get it. V'yeshki od yalu lahepech, and many times it comes out the opposite. Rak yavud bepshitas, just serve Hashem bepshitas. By his lavas tegila mimeil, and his lavas will come. It might not come then; it'll come a different time. U'me'ata tishal bocher ha'aver. U'ma asav lebayis lavas mimeil. Okay, next shlav. So the Rebbe says, so bocher, a young man, avrech means if you're a young married man. He says, "Uma esav lebayis lavas mimeil." I've tried this stuff, and it doesn't. I don't know what mimeil means, unless mimeil means like when I'm 97. But so far, it's not happening. There's no mimeila. I didn't have islavas. The loyboy islavas mimeila. It didn't happen on its own, the islavas. Mitchila chashat losakishala. In the beginning, I thought that I would try very hard and I was stubborn. Kumari lahachis nistam imeni. And it was like lahachis that they kept me out of that. That it was shut off to me. I couldn't experience it. Va'ata, and now I'm trying. He's saying, now, Rebbe, I'm trying your way. And now she'eni misakish. I'm not pushing. I'm not pushing for it. I'm not stubborn. I'm not trying to have, you know. I'm not misakish. And gamkin nelma. It's also this. It's not here. I don't have it. And as if you told me this whole thing about how then if you don't have it here, you're not going to have it there. So then, ha'im chas v'sholom ein li takana. So you tell me two things. You're telling me that I can't work, I can't force this islavas. Okay, I won't do that. So you tell me it's going to happen. It's not happening. Then you're telling me that if it doesn't happen, then my olam haba is going to be nothing. So what do you tell? What are you saying? So what's my takana? So what am I supposed to do? I can't work on this, and it's not happening. Hayim chas v'shalom hirchik Hashem ha'isim b'menu levil tishmei es dvar v'si hi avdasi b'skiwis ha'merach v'timtum alayv. Does this mean that chas v'shalom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has pushed me away from him and he doesn't want to hear my words and he doesn't want my avayda, that this has happened to me, that it's not even mimeila, I'm not coming to this islavus, and that all of my avayda Hashem, my davening and learning is with a closed mind and a numb heart? Could it be? A dull heart? How could that be? So he says, he says, we'll talk, of course, a lot more about this, but now I want to just tell you something b'kitzer, briefly. Shlomo HaMelech Machas Beruach Kodshoi. Shlomo HaMelech said in Mishlei, with his Ruach HaKodesh, Reish is Chochma Knei Chochma. A very hard pasuk. The beginning of Chachma is to acquire Chachma. What does that mean? Reish is Chachma Knei Chachma. Hatari Kepatis Yifaitz Eselu Chol Evori Ha'ish Af L'Chari Nestalkin Shebeguf Avanav Shonitzay Tzimena Magia Ves Cheshchosam Meya. He says the Torah, as Chazal say, it's like a hammer that gives a clap, and there are many, many sparks, and every single spark of terror touches some part of the neshama, even the deepest, darkest hiding places of the neshama. Every little spark of terror can warm a different part of us. So what he's saying is that I want to explain what this means, this pasuk, and how we could understand this as a Pesach Tavad Sashah. He says, Belonu. He's saying that as a way of saying, you know, I'm not saying this is the simple pshat in the pasuk, I'm just trying to understand on my level. But every single Jew who tries to understand Torah in an honest way, so that the sparks, there are sparks of the Ratzon Hashem. He says, Velonu al pi pashut pasuk hazemayra. He says, to me, the simple pshat that this pasuk means, Shekamai she'iyev shaloi le'ish le'shtamish b'chachma bilti miknes ha'chachma. A person cannot practically use chachma unless he's a chacham. Right? You can't practically make use of chachma unless you're a chacham. Not only that, it can be very dangerous. If you get some chachma and you're not a chacham, it can be very, very dangerous. It would be better you didn't have a chachma. That it should be his, and he should be a chacham, Ki af im yichaylum lahachnis eze dvar chochma protis gam vishbar. He says you could take a person who's a fool, and you could somehow get across to him a dvar chochma. You know, a certain you could get this fool, and if you pound away long enough, you can get some kind of you could teach him some kind of a chochma, a chochma. You could teach him a chochma pratis, a particular chochma. But since he does not really have chachma, he's not a chacham. You just artificially imposed upon him, or you artificially injected him with a little piece of chachma. So he says, "Vu ain't a chacham, but he's not a chacham." L'chein rakis dover prati hazeh shel chacham v'yenuach. All he'll be able to do and to recite over and over and over again is that dvar chachma, that one little piece. And not only that, he'll say it at the wrong time. It'll be totally inappropriate, right? He'll say that, you know, it could be like he has this one vart that's perfect for Shavu Brachos, and he's going to be sitting by Shiva Lo Aleinu. And so that reminds me of the vart that I was thinking about. Sois tosis v'sogil ha'akara v'kibetz b'nela soicha v'simcha. Guys, to do my Shiva Lo Aleinu. Samech t'samach reyim ha'uvim. You know? And he has a vart, you know, from the Kotzko on Samech t'samach. And everybody looks at him by shiva. What are you talking about? It's not appropriate. He's just a chacham. He's not a chacham. And a person's not a chacham. You could tell him all kinds of chachmas, and he might even be able to say him back. Or you could teach him something at work. It's a chachma. But he's just a chacham. And he's just a chacham, then it comes out in all kinds of funny ways. He says, he doesn't know how to use this chachma properly. He doesn't know when and how and what way to use this chachma. It's a funny thing. It's like something it's like the color forms. You remember those things where you take like these little plastic dresses and pants and you put them on? Well, it doesn't mean anything. It's not something that's pnimius. He doesn't know how to use this chachma to get him to other deeper levels of that chachma, and to pull him, and to reach from this thing to be maven dover mitach dover. V'rakishu be'etzem nasa chacham, only when the person be'etzem becomes a chacham. Oz yochel l'shamish b'chachma, then he'll know how to use chachma. V'lahaske b'chol eizazman b'chol inyish reitz l'haske. And then he'll be able to use the chachma at any time in the way that's good and that's positive. Now what the Rebbe is developing here, because we're mamish, it's mamish in the beginning of this thought, is that how do we become anoshim misragshim? That's the issue. Not just how do you feel a little bit misragshim. You can get a Jew excited. You turn on dveikus, you turn on some nice nicking a little bit for a few minutes, and a Yid, you know, every Yid will feel misragshim. You tell him over a gevaldige shiur, Torah, you'll have misragshim. But then what? So what with the misragshim? Gornish. Not only that, it could even come to something bad. Come to something bad. How do you make a person into a misragish? That's what we're going to be learning. That he should be a misragish, a chacham. A chacham is not just a person who has some funny, artificially imposed little piece of chachma that's sitting right inside of him and doesn't know what to do with, how to use it. He's a chacham. With one chachma, he comes to another chachma, another chachma, another chachma. That's a chacham. So we have to see, is it possible for people who are pshutim to be misragshim and to be able to use his misragishes, and to be able to develop from one hisrakshus to enter and to bring into our lives more and more hisrakshus? We'll continue that with the Bez Hashem next year.